MacCast, Friday, April 8th, 2005. The MacCast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If you're looking for a podcast related to technology, you'll find it at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Hey Mac Geeks, it's time for the MacCast, the show for Mac Geeks by Mac Geeks. I'm Adam, and this is the show where we discuss all things Macintosh. All right, it is Friday, and I'm feeling, you know, pretty good. It's a nice end of the week, kind of a long week, and things have been really busy. Lots of exciting stuff going on. As some of you probably know, and maybe some of you don't know yet, we've set up a great new community area for MacCast members. If you go to MacCast.com and look over on the right, you'll see we have a brand new feature. It's the MacCast forums, and there's a lot going on there. I've been heavily involved answering questions there, improving the forums. We kind of launched them in a beta mode, and it's going well. I encourage you to go over and sign up for an account. It's free. Get online and get involved with all the other Mac geeks out there. You know, it's a place where Mac geeks can help other Mac geeks. There's questions being posted, feedback being posted. That's where we're having our top 10 reasons to switch to Macintosh contest. If you don't know about that, that's a contest we're running with, going to be giving away a iPad from ThoughtOut. You can visit the website thoughtout.biz to see what the iPad is, but basically it's a really cool, a very nicely designed iPod stand for your iPod. So go over, submit your top 10 reasons why a PC user should switch to the Macintosh, and we're going to run through. I'm going to run through all of them. I'm probably going to get some of my PC friends to help me judge them, figure out which ones they think would be the, which list would be the best list that would make them want to switch to the Macintosh. And we'll do that. The entries, I want to have them all in by the end of this month. So that would be ending April 30th. So have your top 10 list posted to the forums by then. Just scroll down, you'll see the contest area, and that's where you post your entries. And the winner is going to win their choice of iPad. Comes in three different colors, a gray, an off-white, and a bright white. So you'll be able to select your color, and I'll ship it off to you. So that's the new MacCast forums. Check it out. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a really great area for everybody to interact between shows and get questions answered. And it's actually working, so I'm really pretty excited about that. Okay, so let's get into the news. If you are a iBook or a PowerBook owner and you use your Wi-Fi a lot, you're going to be happy about this if you're a .Mac subscriber. .Mac subscribers are getting a free 30-day trial of the T-Mobile Hotspot service. This offer is available from Apple, and it is available through June 29th, 2005. For anybody who's not familiar, T-Mobile hotspots are wireless access areas put together by T-Mobile in the U.S. and, well, probably all over the world. This offer is for U.S. customers. And they have hotspots in locations like Starbucks, FedEx Kinko's, Borders Books and Music, some airports, Hyatt Hotels, and a bunch of other locations. So, if you have a .Mac account and you want some free wireless access, at least for 30 days, Apple's going to give it to you with the help of T-Mobile. And then also, if you sign up for a T-Mobile account, a 1 year of service, they're going to also give you 20 free songs on the iTunes Music Store. So just a promotion I want to let everybody know about if you are a .Mac subscriber. And I've mentioned on the show before that I think .Mac is a really great service. I believe it's $99 per year. But it just offers a number of great things, and one of them are these special offers that Apple gives out to you, .Mac subscribers. You can get things like, I've received free games, discounts on other products. So the $99 really ends up paying for itself. They give you a free copy of virus software, if you want to use that. You know, that in addition to all the great things like syncing your bookmarks and your address book and the backup software they provide for doing backups and the free homepage space, which is the easiest way to share, I think, iPhotos and iMovies through the internet. So you know, I can't say enough about .Mac. If you go to the maccast.com website, you'll see I have a link to subscribe to .Mac. If you sign up through me, you also help support the show. So just another way to get on .Mac. And then once you do, you're going to have a free 30 days of T-Mobile hotspot. So there you go. Okay, here we go. Next is some more rumors. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about how I report stuff on the MacCast. And we do news, and I've historically done rumors, and I'm going to probably continue to do rumors. But I think I'm going to have to caveat them with a little commentary on which ones I think are actually legitimate and which aren't. But the latest one, this one's coming from Digitimes. And they are saying that Apple has entered into a contract with Quanta, which I believe is a company Apple has used to manufacture some products overseas. But they're saying they have entered a contract with Quanta for a widescreen 15.4-inch iBook, and that it's going to ship sometime next year. And, you know, I don't think this is a real rumor. And one of the main reasons why is, if you remember, I think I reported on the MacCast that Digitimes also reported that this was back in January, that the G5 PowerBooks were going to be coming soon. And I don't know if you have looked around lately, but there aren't any G5 PowerBooks, and I don't think there's any showing up anytime soon. So Digitimes has not historically been very reliable with the rumors, but they threw this rumor out there. I'm going to share it with you guys. Take it for what it is, and yeah, we'll just wait and see on that. But I wouldn't hold my breath, so I don't think you should either. Okay, so how many of you out there remember Schoolhouse Rock? For those of you who maybe don't live in the States, because I'm sure this was only a U.S. thing, Schoolhouse Rock were these little short cartoons that would come on before Saturday mornings, before the regular cartoons, and they were designed to do different educational things. So, you know, a lot of you might remember Conjunction Junction, that taught you about all about conjunctions, or Lolly Lolly Get Your Adverbs Here, which was little songs and cartoons that, you know, taught you about adverbs. But basically, they were little educational segments, and they were, you know, designed to teach kids different things about grammar and math. Math and science. Well, you may have also heard about Hitachi's new microdrive technology. Hitachi has now figured out a way to get more bits onto the surface of a hard drive, and where this is really going to come in awesome for us Mac owners is with the microdrives, which are the drives that are used in the iPod minis. Hitachi is going to, with this technology, potentially be able to, by 2007, fit 20 gigabytes on a 1-inch micro drive. So 20 gigabyte iPod minis is what this might mean. And the technology Hitachi is using is something called, they're calling it perpendicular technology. And that's a little vague, and I guess Hitachi recognizes this, because what they've done is they've put together this really cool Flash movie, and it's kind of Schoolhouse Rock style, and it's a lot of fun. I am going to link to it from the show notes so you can actually see it, but I thought I would actually play the audio. So I extracted out the audio. I'm going to play it for you now. I apologize for the quality in some of the spots. There's a little crackling here and there, but that was just in the original. So anyway, this is going to teach you all about what perpendicular drive technology is. I hope you enjoy it.
But that would make us flip and meet an end that's too abrupt, because our data's corrupt.
There's a name for that, you know.
Hey, is that actuator man?
It's called the super paramagnetic effect.
Super cala what?
Super paramagnetic effect. That's when all your little bits get so crammed together, you lose your magnetic orientation. You flip and lose your data.
Well, what can we do?
Gotta make more room.
But how?
Well, I've been working hard and I've found a way. You gotta get perpendicular.
Get perpendicular?
Think about it. If all your bits stand up instead of lie down, you make more space for new bits. More bits, more data.
But how are we gonna stand up?
Leave that to me.
1, 2, 3.
Kick it. That my brothers and my sisters are up on the floor.
Hey, check me out! I'm dancing! I'm dancing!
The time has come to open the door.
Yeah, let all my friends in! Let them in!
'Cause we'll have 10 times the capacity.
Yeah, we will!
10 times the strength and tenacity.
Get perpendicular!
Get perpendicular!
Get perpendicular!
Get more perpendicular!
Yeah, it looks pretty easy, doesn't it? But take it from me, it's no small feat.
How come?
Well, first off, we need to thicken the dance floor to allow enough room for the bits to sink in.
Oh!
Next, a magnetic field flows through the head and into the disc, causing the bits to line up perpendicularly.
But just how much more room will that make?
Well, on today's 6-gig micro drives, you can store 3,000 songs. Imagine storing 30,000 songs. That's over 1,500 hours of music, my little friend.
Oh, that's incredible!
Yeah, you said it.
Get perpendicular!
Get perpendicular!
Get perpendicular!
Get more particular!
Get perpendicular!
Get perpendicular!
Get more particular!
Get more particular!
Oh yeah, get perpendicular! All right, that was, it's a really cool little animated Flash movie. If you get a chance to check it out, head over to the show notes and click the link from there. I know the subject is super geeky, and I kind of threw that in there for all the geeks out there, but Hitachi does a really nice job with this little Flash video, or Flash movie, of making it explainable to the common person. So I think it's really nice. You should check it out. And, you know, it's exciting to think that the iPod mini that you're using today at 6 gigabytes could, in the very near future, store 20 gigabytes, which is a lot of podcasts, people. And there's more and more available. So that's a good thing. Okay, this next thing that I saw, I'm not sure how practical it is for everybody, but it's really kind of cool thing to think about. We've talked a lot about applications for the Mac Minis, and there is a company called US Tech, and they're making a product called the Mac Mini Holster. And by holster, they mean this is an enclosure, basically, that you would install the Mac Mini into. It has a commercial-grade Ethernet switch and router built into it, and it converts your Mac Mini into a central home server, home file server, maybe possibly a media server. I'm not really sure. There weren't a lot of details, but it apparently works with US Tech makes a whole line of home networking solutions, and I guess they're really custom solutions, so they're really on the high end. But I saw some pictures of this thing online, and it's just pretty cool to see this Mac Mini tucked inside this little circuit breaker type box. You know, it looks like something that would become sort of the central brain of your household, with all the little wires, the Ethernet wires and everything running directly to it. So pretty cool little product, but not sure how applicable to the average person. So how many Norwegian listeners do we have? It looks like that you may be getting the iTunes Music Store pretty soon. There is a Norwegian music industry magazine, and I'm not even going to try and say the name of it. It's, I'm going to try. Faro Journalin. They're saying that Apple is going to be launching iTunes Music Store in Norway on April 28th. So it's a rumor. Take it for what it is. But that seems to coincide also with another rumor, which is out there, that the Australian listeners are also going to get an iTunes Music Store sometime late in April. So maybe we're going to see a launch of a whole bunch of new countries for the iTunes Music Store. I know I had another listener from the Netherlands, who was also saying that they were hoping to get an iTunes Music Store soon. So maybe there'll be another big rollout like they did when they rolled out the UK and those other countries. So something to look forward to, I guess. Okay, this next item is something I always debate on whether I want to cover these types of stories or not, and it's the lawsuits. Apple is, you know, obviously constantly in lawsuits, being the large company that they are. And this one is a follow-up to an earlier lawsuit. I guess the shareholders decided way back, or a while back, they were not happy about Apple's performance when they were selling the PowerMac G4 Cube. And they were saying that Apple didn't live up to the investors' expectations, and even alleging that Apple knew some of the sales projections they were giving out were false. And they had lost in a lower level court, and then on appeal today, the higher courts upheld the original decision, saying that this class action lawsuit by the shareholders, there just wasn't enough evidence for it to move forward. So, I'm going to report this stuff, I guess. Try not to dwell on it too much, because I think the lawsuit stuff's kind of boring, and it's just, you know, par for the course. If you're in any large business, you're going to get sued, and people are going to come after you. But, it is news, so I'm going to go ahead and report it, and you guys can chime in and make comments on what you think about if I should continue to do so or not. And last thing tonight is a kind of interesting bit of news. I guess it's just a fact. The Forbes list of the world's largest companies came out, I guess, today or recently, and Apple is ranked 422nd on the list. So 422 of the world's largest companies. So I'm not sure if being 422nd is really exciting or really meaningful or anything, but that's where they are. So on Friday, the track I played at the end of the MacCast was what I called the mystery track, because Gmail had gone through and eaten up some of my emails. I think what happened was I was trying to clean out my email box, and I was removing some of the sent items, and I think somehow Gmail also grabbed... if you use Gmail, you know that it's kind of threaded. I think it grabbed some of the messages from the inbox, even though I was deleting replied to messages. I think it actually deleted the entire thread, so I'm not really sure what happened. But anyway, I lost the information for which band the track belonged to. Well, I got an email back from Dom, who was the guy who actually sent it to me, because it was his brother's band. And the band is from Southampton, England, and they are called Accrington Stanley. And I have a link to their website from the show notes. So if you enjoyed that track and you want to go find more information on the band or purchase a CD, you can get a link from the show notes on maccast.com. So on Wednesday's show, we talked about the new Apple mobile store in Japan. Apple Store is now available on your cell phone if you're in Japan. And I had mentioned that in the United States, we really don't have much of a push for e-commerce on a cell phone. But I was curious about Europe and the European market, because I know they have a little more advanced features on cell phones than the U.S. customers do. And I got a great response from Steve in Italy about the European opinion, or the European response to buying products, Apple products, via cell phone.
Hi, Adam. I'm Steve, and I'm a big fan of your geeky podcast. I've heard you talking about the Japanese Apple Store, and, well, I'm Italian, so I'd like to share my point of view. Actually, we don't buy stuff via mobile phone. We can receive and see soccer goals, as an example, or get news, or watch music videos, but nothing more than that. Or at least I've never heard of any store specific for mobiles. Well, talking about Apple, in Italy, see, we don't even have Apple stores, just Apple centers and normal retailers, so I don't see a mobile store as a real possibility. Generally speaking, I see that as a response to a very particular kind of customers. I mean, in Japan, they already use mobile phones as credit cards to buy tickets for cinema or concerts. They do shopping, stuff like that, but that's a very Japanese thing. And I've heard they're working on something similar for us European and maybe for Americans, I don't know. But I don't think that it's very concrete. Well, keep up the good show, have a good time, see you in the forum, and ciao ciao.
Okay, ciao ciao, Steve. I love the fact that he called it the Geeky Podcast. Just the thought of being Geeky Podcast. MacCast, the Geeky Podcast. I might have to use that in some sort of promo. Hopefully, Steve hasn't trademarked it. Thanks, that's kind of the response. I agree. Over in Japan, they seem to be a little more advanced in terms of how they use their mobile phones, at least compared to the rest of the world. You know, Japan has the edge on technology, so... But thanks, Steve, for the response. Next up, I have some feedback from Eric, and this is going back to the subject of educational discounts.
Hi, Adam. This is Eric in Madison, Wisconsin. Big fan. Hey, I've been listening to a lot of the talk about the Apple stores and educator discounts, and well, I know we've probably run into the ground or beat the dead horse of the students buying the Mac through the discount. But I had an interesting problem. I went to an Apple store in Mayfair Mall near Milwaukee with my wife in order to buy her iLife 05. She is an educator. We took her pay stub, we took teacher's ID, and they would not let us get the discount through the store. They said we had to do it online. I'm wondering if this is common, or is it just Mayfair messing with my head? Thanks. Bye.
Okay, first off, let me say I kind of agree with Eric here that the educational discount thing we've kind of beaten to death. But I wanted to play this one comment because he points out something interesting, and kind of my theory and what it's come down to is it really seems to depend on where you go, whether or not they're going to give you the educational discount or not. I'm surprised that an Apple store wouldn't offer it to you and to tell you to go online, but that may just be a policy Apple's trying to implement to keep better control on educational discounts. I really don't know, but from all the feedback I've seen, it seems to be, depending on where you go, depending on who you talk to, you know, whether they are got, you know, PO'd that day or having a bad day or good day, they may or may not let you have that educational discount. So that sucks. It sounds like Apple needs to get this more standardized. But that's where it's at. If we want to continue this discussion, I know some of it's going online on the forums. So head over to forum.maccast.com if you want to continue any of the educational debates. But I think I am done covering it in the podcast. So here we go. Here, this is a nice segue. So Apple may not be offering educational discounts or giving discounts, but the MacCast is. I have been working with a couple different people, and I have some good offers to give to you guys. First off, iPodder X. If you guys are not familiar with iPodder X, it is a podcatching client for OS X. It is the one that I personally use. I really, really like it. I think it's probably the best one out there, although I'm sure that's up to debate. And if you want to debate it, head over to the forums. But I use iPodder X. I think it's a great product. I'm actually beta testing the new version 3.0. version, which you guys are going to really love. There's a lot of great features. I obviously can't talk about them quite yet, but just know that it's a lot of things that people have been asking for are going to be in this next version, and you're going to be really excited about it. But August and Ray are the developers over there. They are, you know, Mac geeks themselves, and they have agreed to offer us a $5 discount. So if you go download iPodder X, and you actually make the purchase right from inside the application. So just download the full version, and then you go into the menu bar, choose iPodder X, and select Buy Now. And then during the buying process, when you have an opportunity to put in a coupon code, put in the code MACCAST, M-A-C-C-A-S-T, all uppercase, and you will get $5 off the price. So that's the first discount we have to offer. The next one is from our friend Mike Talmadge over at thoughtout.biz. This is the company that makes the iPod stand we're going to be giving away in the 10 reasons to switch to Macintosh contest. And he has set up a special page. I have a link from the show notes. So go to the show notes and click on the MacCast iPad discount link. and you will go to a special page on his website, and you will be able to order an iPad for $19.99, and that's $6 off the regular price. And it is a limited offer. It's limited to a certain number of units. Some of them have sold already because he gave us this offer earlier, but I headed over to the website, and he has 31 left. So there are 31 iPad stands available for $19.99, and it'll be the first 31 MacCast listeners to click on the link and head over there that will get the discount. All right, that's the show for tonight. Please visit the website, maccast.com. From there, you can get the show notes. You can also get the link to the forums, and also link to shop.maccast.com, which is where you can find products that I use and endorse. And buying through that website will actually give me a little cut of the proceeds. So it's a good way to support the MacCast. Keep your emails coming, maccast@gmail.com. I love hearing from you guys. If you want to leave audio comments, you can call the hotline 206-222-2788, 20-MACCAST-8. I'm going to leave you. I am always constantly amazed by how creative and how talented different people who use Macintoshes are. Everybody expresses themselves in different ways. Some people are artists. Some people are musicians. But I've been getting great music from you guys, as you've seen in the past couple episodes. Almost, I think for the last four episodes, the music I've been playing have come directly from MacCast listeners, which I really like. So keep those tracks coming if you have audio and you're an artist. But tonight's track is kind of special. It comes from Nicholas Erde. I'm hoping I'm getting your last name right, Nicholas. But this was a song he wrote after 9/11, and it was sort of a tribute remembrance song. And he sent it to me. He was encouraged by his son, and I'm glad that he did. His son is a MacCast listener. And the song is called New York. And if you like it, he doesn't have a website set up, but he encourages you to donate to the families of the victims of 9/11 to show your support. And I'll probably play this on the anniversary show as well. And then also, if you would like to just send comments to Nicholas, I have his email in the show notes. It's nicholas.erde, and that's erdei@gmail.com. So you can send him. He said I could give out that email, and you could send him comments. So I hope you like it. I thought it was a great song, and enjoy it, and I will see you all next time.
Yes, we're in love, arms across the sky, swans and tango in Central Park. Yes, we are in love, God forbid they knew, turn them golden rings to dust. Wonder who's to heal my wounds as I crawl around this wreck. Wonder who's to dry my tears as I walk around this world. Seen them birds of fire, seen them plumes of smoke, freedom torches, skies of blue. Seen them many faces, seen them growing small, bleeding stripes and shooting stars. Wonder who's to heal my wounds as I crawl around this wreck. Wonder who's to dry my tears as I walk around this world. Wave thy wand, liberate, lift the darkness of hate. Wave thy wand, liberate, lift the darkness of hate. Wave thy wand, liberate, lift the darkness of hate. Ashes in the air, angels flying low, ghosts and children holding hands. Am I up in heaven? Am I down below? Can we ever dance again? Wonder who's to heal my wounds as I crawl around this wreck. Wonder who's to dry my tears as I walk around this world. Lift the darkness I hate. Wave thy wand, liberate. Lift the darkness I hate. Wave thy wand, liberate. Lift the darkness I hate.